The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. I'm Kevin Kelly, and on the show today, we'll be talking about Duke Ellington's Sacred Concerts, a suite from which, for chorus, soloist, dancer, narrator, and big band, will be taking place twice in Urbana in the coming weeks, on the 27th of March and on the 3rd of April. We've got two of the singers involved, and also director Barrington Coleman, who will be with us. And first up, the band from Quebec City in Canada called Mauvais Sort, who are going to be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tonight.
A quitté sa Gaspésie parce qu'il en avait. C'est-il vrai que par chez vous on voit des.
A tune called Marcou la Bonté from the band from Quebec in Canada called Mauvais Sort. Can't pronounce the R in the French way, but it looks like S-O-R-T if you're not a French speaker. And, I'll let them talk in a little bit where the name comes from. But they're going to be playing tonight at 7:30 at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Wonderful venue, by the way. I got there for the first time just a few weeks ago to hear this band called White Ghost Shivers, which is really kind of a wonderful Western swing band with a vaudeville element to their show. But Mauvais Sort, we have two of their five members who are on the tour with them in the studio with us right now, including singer, guitarist, mandolin player, and player of the feet, Nicolas Geoffroy.
Bonjour.
And also accordion player and singer with the band, Stephanie Richard.
Hi.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So, since I mentioned it, might as well talk about the name. You're asked that all the time, I'm sure, at least by English, non-French speakers. What does it mean, and where did you come up with it?
The fun thing is that it's my English teacher when I was in high school, because I started this band last grade of high school. And he came at every classes with a different name, because the band started for just a local contest at high school. So, and it means... There's no direct translation from French to English. We use that expression, and it could be translated as to put a spell on somebody. So, but we cannot translate it directly from French to English, because it will give something like bad spell or bad something, because mauvais is bad, and sort would be probably
a curse
or something like that. But it's really an expression that we use in our storytellings, in our legends in Quebec. So that's where it comes from.
So it's not necessarily like a magic spell. It's like putting a state of being, putting you into a certain kind of mood, that sort of thing.
In our legends, it was supposed to be, it's a spell they put on people, and so they were dancing for eternity. So that's why we took it as a name.
Is it at all like, you know, the tarantella, where one dances the tarantella and it's supposed to whip you up into a frenzy? Of course, in that case, I think you dance until you die.
Yeah, it's the same type of legends with the Quebecois, I think, Quebecois twist. So in the first song we wrote 12 years ago was about kind of a prom party, and people were just having fun dancing, and then somebody come to a party, and that's the devil, and then he put a spell on people, and they cannot stop dancing. So there's a lot of things to do with all the legends, and it's really common in the Quebec traditional songs or traditional legends, so it's really part of our cultural background in Quebec.
You're either from, or at least the band is based in Quebec City?
Yeah, exactly. We're based in Quebec. Stephanie, she's from?
I'm from a small town called Montmagny, which is right in the middle of a small area where there's a lot of accordion players. So that explains why I'm playing button accordion.
Why are there a lot of accordion players there?
Well, I don't know.
<Who knows?
laughs> Everywhere else, it's fiddle players, but in this small area, we have a lot of button accordion.
Something on the water? Do you grow the instruments?
Yeah, maybe, because it's near the St. Lawrence River, but maybe that's something in the water, yeah.
There's a big festivals, a worldwide festivals of accordion where she lives. And it may be because of all this organization that it became popular in the area. And there are a lot of accordion makers. And Stephanie plays an accordion made locally in her hometown. So it's really common in Montmagny to have a lot of accordions player.
Do your family, anybody in your family play besides yourself?
My father's cousins, but not in my house. No, my father wasn't able to clap his hands on beat, so.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
But he really liked music, yeah.
You know, I never tested my dad's rhythm. I know he couldn't sing on key. Whenever we would go on vacations in the summertime, he would wake us up by singing, usually at 3 a.m. And the only time I ever hated my father was...
at 3 a.m.
Yeah, when he was singing, you gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up in the morning. And then, you know, in three keys in the space of 2 measures. So not very good. What about yours, Nick? Are you from a musical family at all?
No. Well, I would say I had some piano lessons at the age of 6 years old. I started because my mother was a piano player, so she wanted me to have a classical basic on piano. And I'm from, even if I spent over 25 years in Quebec City, I'm from a little place called Joliette, 2 hours away from Quebec City. And this is one of the places in Quebec when you'll hear a lot of traditional music. There's dozens of local bands that just play this type of old type of music, and there's great musicians over there. So I started on the classical piano. It was not folk stuff at the time, and I did also at high school stuff like drums and harmony orchestras and stuff like that. And I started the band when I was around 15-16 years old, just because I loved that type of music. I remember when I was in high school listening to the Beatles and a great band from Quebec called La Bottine Souriante. They've been together 30 years. They are the one of the best traditional folk music from Quebec. So I grew up listening to these two types. So it gives some things like Mauvais Sort at the end.
So you started this band when you were 15?
Yep. Yeah, around 16. Yeah, I started this band and just wanted to play music for fun. And after that, it became more serious. And I met Stephanie a few years after that. We won a contest at Laval University in Quebec, which is the biggest university we have in the region of Quebec. And all the band members, they met over there too. They were all jazz majors on the fiddle, on vocals, on the drum, and on the upright bass. So we love to play that folk stuff, but we love to mix it with different influences. So that's where we all met after that, at Laval University.
And they were jazz majors.
Yep.
So that's an interesting.
Yeah, our fiddle player is he grew up in an Irish family, so everybody plays a fiddle. But he went to university in jazz vocal, so he's got a master's degree in jazz vocals, and he's a teacher also. And same thing for the drummer and the upright bass player. He plays the electric bass in the band, but they've been to Laval University in jazz interpretation of music.
Well, we'll hear a little bit more about the types of music and how they all blended into your sound after we hear a little bit more of your sound from this CD. Does it actually have it doesn't look like it has a name?
No,
but it's your
this
fourth
is simply
one.
Mauvais Sort. Yeah, it's the fourth album, and we just wanted to have this one with the name of the band. That's it, and that's the CD's called Mauvais Sort too. Yeah.
Are all the other CDs?
No, they have a name. The last one is called Droit Devant. That could be translated as kind of straight ahead. But this one in 2008, it was something that we wanted to like promotion stuff. It was easier like just to work with the name of the band. So that's what we did 3 years ago.
And we're going to hear from this one, Reel de Sorcière.
Yeah.
Does that mean a...
Yeah, it's an Irish tune, and the English title would be Witches Reel.
Witches Reel.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things to do with Mauvais Sort, putting a spell, you play the Witches Reel, stuff like that, yeah.
Well, let's hear what it sounds like, what kind of spell it puts people into as we hear it here. On Live and Local, Mauvais Sort is going to be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tonight at 7:30. We'll be right back. music by Mauvais Sort, the name of the band from Quebec City in Canada, who are going to be playing tonight at Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. And that tune, translating from the French, means witches or sorcerers real. And we have two members of the band with us, Nicolas Geoffroy, and Stephanie Richard, accordion for Stephanie, and guitar, mandolin, and other things for Nicolas. We were talking about French or Quebecois folk music. How is that differ from folk music elsewhere in Canada? And then, I mean, it sounds very different from folk music that I feel used to in the sort of typical one person with a guitar and singing their own lyrics kind of thing.
Yeah. First thing is that the lyrics are, for us, it's some of our song, we compose our lyrics, but some of the other songs that we play are from the traditional repertoire of our great-grandfathers and stuff like that. So these are old songs. And it may sound, if you listen to Canadian folk music, if you listen to East Coast Canadian folk music, you'll hear some bands from Cape Breton or from Nova Scotia. It's going to sound like the music we play in Quebec. The first difference is that it's in French, so that's the major difference between the rest of the folk music from Canada. And it could sound a lot like the Celtic music from Scotland, from Ireland. There's a lot of similarities between this type of music and the music of Quebec. And the reason is quite simple, is that at the time, there was a lot of people that left Ireland and Scotland. If we go back in time, like 100 years ago, 150 years ago, there was a lot of people that left their own country to come to North America. And a lot of them stopped by Quebec, the province of Quebec. So we have a lot of Irish influences in our music. So and the main difference is that it's not singing, it's not singer songwriting. It's not the same as in the U.S. when people go political stuff, and it's just another type of, I would say, folk music. We could call it like traditional Quebec music, or
yeah, it's roots music. And if we go to folk festivals all around the world, you will never hear the same kind of music from a band to another. So it's traditional music from around the world, and so you can have lots of kind of music, but maybe it's a kind of music that it's too hard to describe and you call it folk.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we try to put music into categories, but more and more all these categories cross-fertilize. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you just described earlier that you've got some jazz-trained musicians in your band, and I'm sure that influence shows up. You call yourself sometimes a folk and roll band.
Yep.
And people can tell just from the energy of the music they've heard so far that there's a lot of rock and roll that is behind it.
Exactly. And our show is a really lively show. It's a dancing show. We were going to play probably just one smooth song tonight. When we play in festivals, it's really a rock and roll energy for an hour, but we play with accordion and fiddle. And we're still in the 20s, and we listen to different pop music and rock music. We love that style too, even if we can listen to jazz, to classical, to blues, or to really Celtic roots music. So the fun thing with Mauvais Sort is that we mix all these kind of sounds together, and it produces the sound of the band. And there's not a lot of bands like us in Quebec, because if you listen to folk traditional music from Quebec, there's not a lot of bands that uses a drum, that uses an electric bass. Most of the time it will be just a snare and the foot stomping and upright bass. So, but we really like to mix the energy of rock and roll and the inspiration and the accordion, the fiddle of the folk side of the music we play. And then we try to just have some fun and try to make people happy. And at the end of the show, normally people are just, wow, that was fun. They're smiling and it was full of energy. So that's what we love to do.
And you have five in the band for this tour,
yep.
But you sometimes have, what, up to seven with trumpet and sax, who you didn't bring along with you?
Yeah, depending on the venues. Sometimes we play with a trumpet and a sax. And actually, the fifth album was recorded with them, and it brings a different sound, an interesting song.
Yeah, yeah.
And but for the purpose of the store down here in the United States, we didn't have the chance to play with them.
Do, most of the time in that tour, we do workshops. So we spent a week in a city. So we spent the week in Bloomington doing some school workshop. We met, I would say, more than, I would say, maybe 2,000 kids that we met this week. And at the end of the week, the conclusion is a concert. But as like 85-90% of our job is doing some workshops in gymnasiums or auditorium, the purpose was not to have the full band, like to create small acoustic sessions and stuff like that. So that's why we're only five on that tour. But since the fifth album, we usually play with the seven members. This gives a lot more of energy with the sax and the trumpet.
Yes, so. And for the purpose of the workshops, we were supposed to talk about our traditional music, and as trumpet and saxophone were not there traditionally, it was not really easy to incorporate them in the workshops.
Well, let's hear another tune from your fourth album. This tune called Germaine, which is somebody's name.
Exactly.
So it must have a story, I'll bet you.
Yes, it's an old song from Belgium, and actually this is the name of my great-grandmother. This has nothing to do with her, but that was her name, and it was an old song from Belgium that we decided to rearrange, and I remember a band from the 70s in Quebec that did a kind of a rock, progressive rock version of that song in the 70s, and that's why we decided to pick this song, because we thought it was really cool, so we try to make it sound our way with the folk and roll twist.
All right, it's Germaine, the name of the tune, with Mauvais Sort. I'm going to have to practice my French R. I can't do the German one either, so sorry about that, folks. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. They're going to be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tonight.
Germaine, belle Germaine, tout en filant le lin. Germaine, belle Germaine, tout en filant le lin. Dansons.
Music by the band from Quebec City called Mauvais Sort, with the tune called Germaine, the name of a woman's name. And, well, it is a woman's name. And they are going to be playing tonight in Bloomington at the Center for the Performing Arts there. 7:30 p.m. We have two of their members with us on the show right now here on Live and Local. Stephanie Richard, the accordion player. Guillaume is sitting out in the lobby. Nicolas Geoffroy. How do you divide up vocal duties?
You know, it's a really get-together work. We try to just jam the songs, and we work all together, and we try to blend that. And as it's really common, again, in the Quebecois music, the kind of call and response song, this is really particular in our music, the lead singer sings something, and then the band repeats it. So this is typical in the Quebecois music. And we try to do some harmonies, and we try to make it sound as we love to. And Patrick, as a jazz singer, can help a lot on that. And we try to, as traditional music is just sitting here and having some fun, we try to recreate that when we record an album. So we're just all together in a studio, just singing, and try to go, okay, I'll do this line, I'll do this line. And that's how we work. We don't work with papers and stuff like that. We go with our roots and what we feel.
So. And to decide who's the lead singer, it depends a lot of how comfortable we feel about the tune or the key of the song. But we try to make me sing as a lead singer when the story in the song is told by a girl.
Yeah.
That's so stereotypical. you've got a very powerful voice, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Both of you. And one of the things I like about, you mentioned some affinity with Celtic music. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Irish bands that I've heard, when the men especially sing, this is going to sound stereotypical in some way, I'm going to offend somebody here, they sound like men. Whereas so many times pop singers or rock singers, they sing really, really high. And I'm thinking, I don't know anybody that sings that high. How do they even do it?
Yeah, Celtic singers sounds like Celtic people in the bar with a great Guinness beer and just having fun.
Yeah,
singing
it sounds like
loud.
Guys singing, you know.
Yeah.
And you fit in really well with that. Not that you sound like a guy, Stephanie, but you know, it's the same, kind of energy, the same kind of sort of full-throated singing, which I personally really enjoy.
Thanks.
You know, I think you guys sound fantastic, and it ought to be a really grand time for everybody who gets out there tonight.
Oh yeah.
and as you said, it's dance music.
Yeah.
And you'll be tapping your feet. It's part of the show.
Yes, this is part of the show. This is part of the Quebecois music. I will be sitting on a wooden chair with a piece of wood and a microphone on the piece of wood. And it's really common in the music. We call that podorythmie in French, like a foot stumping. And this comes from Irish step dancing, but it's not dancing. It's really a way to keep the rhythm going. And again, if we would not have a drum set, because we play with the full drum set, the feet would be really, really important, because it would be the basic rhythm of all the traditional songs. But as we mix it with different percussions from the world, Guillaume uses some bongos, he plays a cajon box, he plays a full drum set, we try to make it, to mix it with the feet. So I'm going to do a solo stuff with the drum, with the spoons, and it's a really fun time. And that's what we appreciate about doing this type of music, is that we go on and we just make people smile. And at the end of the show, they come to see us and say, that was a great, great time. It's not a music, and it's a music that could be from 7 years old to 77 years old. It's really for everybody.
And it doesn't matter if it's in French.
Yep.
So one of the nice things about listening to, actually this came up in conversation on the show yesterday, listening to certain kinds of songs and not knowing what they mean, you can invent it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, of course, if you understand French,
we try to explain,
all the better for you probably.
Yeah, we try to explain before the songs what the song will be about. And then we say to people, let's have fun. You know what's the song all about. And then, as you said, you can imagine what you like. And as all this music is really a rhythmic stuff, people, they go and clap their hands and tap their feet, and they don't really know what we sing, but they appreciate that, and it touches people. So that's really cool.
Well, if you want more information on the specific concert, you can go to the City of Bloomington Arts website, which is best found by going to artsblooming.org and then look for the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts button, BCPA Main Stage, you might see it as. If you want more information on Mauvais Sort, you can go to their website, and they're spelled MauvaisSort.com.
You know what? We have also the easiest way for you. It's msfolk.com.
I found it that way too.
Yeah, msfolk.com. It's another, it's easier for people that don't speak French. They just go to msfolk.com.
I was just showing off that I could actually spell your name without The concert's at 7:30 tonight at Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. We'll go out with one more with from Mauvais Sort, à la Claire Fontaine, which means.
It's kind of a national anthem for all the French-speaking people in Quebec. It's an old French song. It's hard to translate the name of the song, but it's a great, great song, an old song. And that song was, we're really happy about that, because Celine Dion sang our song in 2008 to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Quebec City, where we're from. So it's a nice arrangement, and we're really proud of that song. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. And thanks. Literally, the title means?
À la Claire Fontaine. Like,
I mean, I know you said you can't really translate, but it's like...
Clear Fontaine.
Clear Fountain, that's all I can
remember. Clear Fontaine. It's kind of a love song between... and Stephanie is the lead singer in that, because that's a lady that sings about her love.
Oh, well, then we have to... There we go. Well, enjoy her dulcet tones here with Mauvais Sort. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been fun.
Il y a longtemps que je t'aime, jamais je ne t'oublierai. Que je t'aime jamais, je ne t'oublierai. Il y a longtemps que je t'aime jamais, je ne t'oublierai.
That was the band Mauvais Sort here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Go out and hear him in Bloomington tonight, 7:30, the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our program today is made possible with support from Marcy Dodds and Cody Sokolsky and One Main Development Incorporated, downtown Champaign, supporting WYLL's work in central Illinois and the role public media plays in our nation's civic health. I have an announcement here that says, ladies and gentlemen, you are all cordially invited to witness a special event as combined church, community choirs, and soloists from Central Illinois and University of Illinois under the direction of Dr. Barrington Coleman, and with University of Illinois Concert Jazz Band under the direction of Dr. Charles Chip McNeil, present performances of Duke Ellington's Sacred Concert Suites. And Barrington Coleman is with us on the show today, along with two of the vocalists from this extravaganza, which is going to take place twice in the coming weeks, on Sunday, March 27th at Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana, and then on Sunday, April 3rd at on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. We'll hear a couple of songs and a couple of samples from Ellington's live sacred concerts, of which this is one.
Something about believing there's just one name.
That was a sample from one of the sacred concerts of Duke Ellington. Not sure which one. There were three. The first was in 1965, simply billed as a concert of sacred music in San Francisco. It was performed, premiered. 1968, a second sacred concert, which premiered in New York City at the St. John, the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. And then just a few months before, several months before Duke Ellington died, the third one in 1973, which premiered in London. And you can find them all on recording, either separately or in various combinations. There is going to be a performance of a suite from Duke Ellington's sacred concerts. I should say two performances on March 27th and April 3rd in two different locations in Urbana. And one of the organizers and the director of this extravaganza is Barrington Coleman, who is professor of voice studies at the University of Illinois and also directs the U of I Men's Glee Club, is with us and has brought two of the singers from the combined forces who are going to be presenting these programs. Thank you, Barrington, very much for coming in and letting me know about it. I didn't know until I got your email.
Well, thank you so much for having us. And it's exciting. It's a great opportunity, this combined force to do this, because the sacred concerts are not done often.
No.
It's a unique work. I've been excited to do it for a number of reasons. For one, to have the unique opportunity to do something like this with choirs, soloists, big band. Underscoring big band.
I mean, that on its own, you just don't have choir and big band.
Most
very
of
often
us don't
all.
Have one in our back pockets. No. So it's tough to find. But with my affiliation with Wesley United Methodist as a director there, I've been fortunate. Wesley has been very inclusive over the years of doing a very broad spectrum of music. And jazz vesper services have been a big part of their experience. And on last summer season in 2010, Chip McNeil and I spoke together following a Vesper service about doing more, specifically jazz in the church, but on a larger stage, so to speak. And we both in unison almost came to the conclusion, sacred suites, that's what we have to do. But how do you do it? Because the challenge, I think, in this one is the fact that Duke wrote them. Of course, he had the benefit of working with such gifted artists in his own band, but then he also wanted to explore the spectrum of soloists, vocalists. You know, there's classical influences, jazz influences, a little bit of everything in this piece. There's gospel. So what I wanted to do was work with the Wesley Chancel Choir as a nucleus and then build on that. So we have community groups. We have representatives from some of our church areas, Canaan Missionary Baptist Church in town, St. Luke CME, part of the Singing Men of GNN, which is a independent men's choral group, some of my men's glee club members, and soloists that sort of cover the gamut.
Well, and one of the soloists you brought with you was actually with us a couple of weeks ago in advance of performances at the University of Illinois of Man of La Mancha, Colleen Paul. And Colleen, you're a doctoral student in voice?
I am a master's student in voice.
Do you happen to be studying with Dr. Coleman?
I actually am studying with his wife,
Cynthia.
Yeah. And Heyman Coleman.
Who I went to college with, as Barrington knows. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, yeah, I didn't.
That's right.
Don't ask her to tell some funny story sometime. It's really embarrassing. It's better not that I not be in the room. And then we also have Beverly Jackson Lacey. Do I have the sequence of names right?
Yes, you do.
All right. And where do you know Barrington from?
First of all, I met Barrington at Canaan Missionary Baptist Church.
Are you in the choir there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And does Willie Somerville still lead that choir?
Yes, he does.
He's been doing that for as long as I've lived here and probably a whole lot longer.
Exactly. Exactly. And he'll also be with us for the two performances.
As a narrator.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And Barrington, you mentioned the Singing Men of GNN. Do you still direct that choir?
I'm no longer affiliated with that ensemble, but I was very fortunate to be a part of them from their start. They've been together now for at least a dozen years or so. And Mark Burns is the program director for WGNN Christian Radio, and he's sort of the co-founder of that ensemble. So it's a nice way of finding fellowship and camaraderie to get all these folks together. I mean, we're friends as well as artists, so it's a good thing.
What's the size of the choir?
Let's see.
Do you know yet?
I would say we're about 35 or so in number, which is pretty decent considering the fact that, you know, we're working with the forces of the big band, but Duke's writing is so clever. I think he wrote for the strength of the groups, obviously, that he's working with. He really wanted it to be a community experience. So when the choir is featured at their most intricate moments, it's often unaccompanied, and at times when it's really driving and the band has a lot of improvisatory exchange, we have a less prominent role, but it's still fantastic to listen to. And of course, the soloists, phenomenal.
Well, let's hear a sample from one of our soloists, and then we'll talk a little bit about why Duke Ellington decided to do any sacred concerts at all, because it's not something that most people would have guessed he ever did.
That's right.
So Colleen is first. What are we going to hear?
We're actually going to hear My Love, which in the sequence of the suites is number 14, but we're doing it a bit out of order. So,
Barrington, do you know which concert this came from?
I believe this is from the second collection of concerts. And it follows in the sequence, this follows the Lord's Prayer, which is very, very interesting. you would think that with the title of My Love and Duke known to write so many hit tunes, it would fall in that ballad romantic segment. But it doesn't. This is the love between man and God.
And actually, the Lord's Prayer itself is extremely up-tempo, I heard.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
What do you expect? Barrington Coleman at the keyboard and Colleen Paul singing My Love by Duke Ellington from his sacred concerts. Colleen Paul singing My Love of Duke Ellington with pianist Barrington Coleman. And I looked that up while we were listening, while you were playing there, and while I was listening. It comes from the third of the three sacred concerts by Duke Ellington, the very last one. And he died just like 6 months later and apparently knew that he was didn't have long for this world at the mm-hmm. time that he wrote that. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard these except, you know, individual songs from them or segments from them. And I had read that the fact of that knowledge really affected that last one, that it sounds a little more serious, a little more somber, a yes. little more elegiac almost.
Yes.
For himself. But the first two, especially the first one, has lots and lots of up-tempo things and very jazzy and incredibly energetic. And you can go hear a suite from these sacred concerts on either of two occasions on March 27th, which is a Sunday evening, 6 o'clock, in the sanctuary of Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana, or on Sunday afternoon, April 3rd, at 4 o'clock in the Music Building Auditorium at the University of Illinois, also in Urbana. Barrington Coleman is the director, and these various forces will be joined by the University of Illinois Concert Jazz Band under the direction of Chip McNeil. What, from your understanding, Barrington, what was the reason that Duke Ellington decided to put on that first one?
Well, he had written some of these excerpts outside of the suites and had presented them in other contexts. In other words, I know he had always written about his devotion, his spiritual devotion throughout his life, and really wanted to have a bigger platform to speak about it. But for Duke, his speech was always made clear in his music. So on some occasions, he would, because he was involved in so many aspects of media, a radio personality, I mean, an icon, you know, far beyond our imagination for his time, 1940s particularly, he had that platform and said, okay, I think what I'll do is I'll write these pieces and I will incorporate them into some places where not everyone expects them to be heard. So sometimes you may be there thinking, okay, I'm here to hear the hit parade and hear these tunes that Duke is known for. Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing and Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. And all of a sudden, come Sunday, comes up and, wow, that's really cool. And those pieces, like so many of Duke's pieces, became familiar melodies because that's the connection that he had to his audience through his gift. But I think as he began to explore them, he felt that he had his pulse on something. He had a need to delve more into that genre and literally bring jazz into the church for that congregation. You know, he wanted to use his idiom, but he really wanted to speak the scriptures in a different way.
And he did all of these, you know, were premiered in rather large cathedral settings.
They were. They had mixed reviews. You can imagine, particularly, you know, these days we have so many influences from world music and beyond that's involved in church. But back then, you know, that was considered quite taboo. You would not think about having jazz as it really was known. I mean, you know, Duke was really known on the streets as your consummate jazz artist. So to bring in that big band, the group that, after all, I was just dancing to up the road in New York at the Cotton Club, you're going to bring them in St. John Church, and I supposed to sit back and, ugh. But many folks were very, very moved by it. And he felt that it was important for him to let his emotions be made known in this platform.
I saw a quote here from somewhere that after the first concert, and then he was invited to other churches to perform that music. He thought of him, thought he was, quote, God's messenger boy, unquote.
Hmm. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's some great truth there. And the fact that not only I think that music has such a great spirit, this particular music, but also you can see the thread of Duke's jazz style, his compositional style, his arrangements that are so webbed into the fabric of contemporary modern music. in every aspect. It's certainly in sacred music. You could sort of walk all the way through the 40s to the 50s, whether it's rock and to jazz, and much later in terms of blues and gospel. You know, all those rudiments are found in Ellington's music, and I think that's why he had such a thrust overall in the music world.
Well, since you mentioned the tune Come Sunday, which is actually one of those that wasn't originally written for the first sacred concert, it showed up in one of his suites, and it's become one of the sort of lesser, better-known pieces of his, I think. I've definitely heard this one before. Not that the tune is lesser, but it's not up there in the greatest hits, you know. It comes from his originally from his Black, Brown, and Beige suite, and we have to sing it. That's Beverly right. Jackson Lacey from Canaan Missionary Baptist Church.
Canaan.
Didn't I say Canaan? What did I say?
I don't think you did.
Well, I tried to say Canaan. You know, I don't do this every day, so my diction is a little off sometimes. Along with Barrington Coleman on the piano here on Live and Local.
Sunset, man works hard all day. Come Sunday, oh, come Sunday, that's the day.
Beautiful. Beverly Jackson Lacey. Come Sunday by Duke Ellington with Barrington Coleman at the keyboard. Barrington's going to be directing a suite from the Sacred Concerts by Duke Ellington on March 27th, 6 o'clock at Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana. And then Sunday, April 3rd at 4 o'clock at the Music Administration Building Auditorium on the University of Illinois campus, also in Urbana. There's going to be interfaith community choirs, soloists from Central Illinois and University of Illinois, and the University of Illinois Concert Jazz Band directed by Chip McNeil. And those concerts are free.
They are. Yes. And might I add, too, another special element that's part of the concert suite, a dancer.
Oh, yeah.
There is a wonderful movement entitled David Danced Before the Lord with All His Might. And we have the honor of having Sonia Warfel, one of the dance students and also serving as a faculty member through our U of I Dance Theater. And she will be a part of that experience.
And she either is about to give or just gave a burlesque show. Just for a complete contrast.
Was that last night?
Yeah, I think so. Right. Yeah, we're at Canopy Club. Well, it's been great to have you all on. It sounds beautiful.
So
and
much.
If you're any indication of what the performance is going to be like, it should really be splendid.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we'll hear another from one of Duke's live concerts. I want to mention some of the other performances going on this weekend. And boy, are there a lot. So let's see what I can get in here. It's speaking of burlesque, it's Jack Milo's Baggy Pants Burlesque Show, which is something of a vaudeville production at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. That's at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock today, and also at 2 and 8 tomorrow as well. And then I think there's 2 o'clock on Sunday. Keith Harden plays folk and Americana and blues music at the Clark Bar in Champaign tonight at 6 o'clock. It's Brazilian music with Samba Soul at the Cowboy Monkey in Champaign. That's tonight at 7:30. Louder and Manning do some folk music at the County Seat in Taylorville tonight at 7. The Frank Trumpeter Quartet plays jazz at Marley's Pub in Springfield, 6 o'clock tonight. Stone Cold Blues Band is at Southside Pub in Springfield at 8 o'clock tonight. The Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana present a concert called Music for Royal Occasions at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign tomorrow evening at 7:30. The Heartland Festival Orchestra performs Fauré's Requiem at the Caterpillar Performing Arts Center in Washington near Peoria, 7:30 tomorrow night. The Mud Bugs play roots music at Bahan's Tavern in Jacksonville at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Cartoons Jazz gives a program tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at St. Joseph Middle School. And that is what I have time for right now. You're listening to Live and Local on Illinois Public Media, WYL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana with translators, W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a selection of wines from southern France, Italy, Spain, and Argentina. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. I'll be off on Monday, back with you on Tuesday with another live and local program from 12 to 1. I'm Kevin Kelly. Here's more from Duke Ellington, and I hope you have a great weekend.